You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So, I think a very savvy fan is suing the NFL for collusion. And saying that that's what led to Shador's drop in the NFL draft. Now, the reason I say this fan is savvy is because the second I saw lawsuit, collusion, NFL, I immediately went to Florio. Florio's a lawyer. And Florio's like, this is kind of like, there's no basis of damage. Like, there's nothing you can get out of this. However, whoever the person is who filed this lawsuit is familiar with the law, and they're asking for discovery. And discovery is like when... It's essentially when you look back at the Kaepernick, Eric Reid lawsuit, essentially the collusion lawsuit. The NFL settled, and the main speculatory point was, no, it wasn't that the NFL felt that they were guilty. It was the NFL was afraid what would be discovered, whether it was related to collusion or something much worse that they didn't want public. So they settled. And there has been nothing but speculation about what that settlement has been worth. And I guarantee whatever number you hear, it's almost certainly wrong because of the non-disclosure agreements that were signed. And if there was a number that was right, it could almost certainly be traced back to somebody. So the idea that, oh, he settled for less than $5 million. Okay. I wouldn't believe that if I were you, but, you know, do your thing. There was a 61-page arbitration report that shows the NFL colluded against black quarterbacks. And I saw that in the Shador lawsuit and was like, okay, well, that's not cap. I can't remember this. So I searched it. I can't find it anywhere. I don't know if it was discovering this lawsuit, this filing. I don't know if there was a like an article out there that I couldn't find. I don't know where this arbitration report came from, but the NFL has never commented on it. The NFL Players Association has never commented on it, but it's out there. A 61-page arbitration report that says the NFL has colluded against black quarterbacks.
So real quick. Explain that a little bit more in depth. Like, is that like somebody, it was discovered while something else was?
So an arbitration report or anything like is that? A new party, right? You'll see this all of the time where the NFL and so-and-so are in a lawsuit. The NFL almost always fights for it to go to arbitration. All right. This is a neutral party. Stuff isn't public when this happens. Discovery, all of that stuff we were just talking about with the Shador lawsuit, it isn't public. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, it gets settled essentially behind the scenes. You hear this with baseball all the time, right? To work out contracts, they have arbitration.
Yeah, that's where I learned.
Right. It's a neutral party who helps both sides settle. I don't know where it came from. I feel like an idiot. I can't find it.
I'd never heard of it.
But it exists. And so if you search NFL colluded against black quarterbacks, if you search arbitration, NFL colluded against black quarterback, if you search that, you'll find two things. This Shador lawsuit that was brought out by a fan and Cap and Eric Reed. That's what you'll find. Mm-hmm. You won't find, and if you do, I'm begging you to tag me in it. Send it to me. You won't find anything about this 61-page arbitration settlement or 61-page arbitration report. And I sat there and read this breakdown of the Shador thing over and over and over again, like, why don't I remember this? Why can't I find this? And maybe more specifically, what the F does it mean? Yeah. And then I started thinking, Lamar Jackson and what he went through. And then I started thinking about, like, different black quarterbacks. Like, there's black quarterbacks all over the league. It's not like they're colluding for the league to not have black quarterbacks. What is the collusion? And, man, I don't have an answer. And again, if you find anything on this report, which very clearly exists, please shoot it to your boys.
So the question that I would have,
because I spent far too much time this morning, like, I can't believe I can't find this. I went through old show logs trying to figure out, well, we clearly discussed this and I just can't remember it. I cannot find it.
The thing that comes to my mind is it, and I don't even know how to word it, but is it a findings from the past from the arbitrator? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because now I don't necessarily think that's the case, but for just throwing out an era, maybe in Warren Moon's era, you know, they found in the past that the league was guilty of that. Or in the 90s, the league was guilty of that. But I don't know. Maybe back when Bill Polian was telling people to be wide receivers instead of quarterbacks. Maybe that's where the findings came from.
This is not the report. This is something, the NFL, man. This is something totally different. From 2010 to 2022, teams were chronically underrating black quarterbacks in the draft, a new statistical analysis shows. Found that. Again, this isn't what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That was in 2023. 2022, the decades-long struggle to break NFL's quarterback color barrier. That's an article. That's a think piece. This isn't about arbitration. Here's a USA Today thing. Fan exposing truth of NFL draft calls for a fight against racial discrimination. I want to find out exactly what they wrote. The filing is requesting specific documents. They want internal communications. that's what downed your boy, Gruden. Scouting reports and internal assessments, draft boards and interview notes, evaluating quarterbacks in the 2025 NFL draft, audio or video recordings, and then it keeps listing documents, results, and then all the way down is the 61-page arbitration report that found evidence of collusion against black quarterbacks.
That's crazy.
whoever filed this lawsuit knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I mean, Florio is a lawyer. He went through all of this like, this isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Because he's filing, the lawsuit is for Shador.
Mm-hmm.
It's, Shador has nothing to do with it.
Right.
But that's what the lawsuit is. You guys made Shador fall in the draft. And again, it sounds ridiculous until you read what he's doing, what this person is doing. You realize, no. This person's familiar with how the law works. This mm-hmm. person is familiar with how lawsuits work.
He just wants the information out there.
He wants to make it clear, we know you're doing something shady.
Yeah.
And this might not get me anywhere, but this is going to start a conversation, especially that one little note at the very bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. NFL is shady as hell. They've been that way for decades now. And you talk about the NBA being rigged, and even if it's not, there's evidence to that looks crazy because of this draft lottery or that draft lottery, whatever. There is a gang of evidence that shows the NFL just being a shady, crooked organization. They may not be fixing games, but the way they're ran as a league, the way their owners work together to run the league a certain way, it's shady as hell. You go to colluding against black quarterbacks. You go to the settlement in the Cap Eric Reed case. You go to what was the lawsuit or something they lost about 3-4 years ago about something with the way they tested black players, or
the test had a specific name.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the specifics. It was that, and because my sister-in-law, her husband used to play in the NFL. She's heading up one of the suits that they have about the way they used to give these players painkillers and health care after their career, and what they did during their career to help their health deteriorate by the pain meds they gave them and stuff
race
like
norming.
That. Race norming.
The exactly NFL agreed to end race-based adjustments in dementia testing mm-hmm. that critics said made it difficult for black retirees to qualify for awards in the $1 billion settlement of concussion claims. The revised testing plan follows public outrage over the use of race norming, a practice that came to light only after two former NFL players filed a civil rights lawsuit over it in 2019. The adjustments may have prevented hundreds of black players suffering from dementia to win awards that average $500,000 or more.
Like I said, she's going through it right now. Her husband played for, I think, 4 or 5 teams in the NFL, going through it right now. And fighting the NFL. So that came out. I mean, you just go down the list. These are things that have legally came out, let alone the talk, you know, behind closed doors and the people that know how things work. NFL is shady. That is a shady play, and it's been ran in a shady way for decades at this point.
This is all coming back to me now. The scoring system used in dementia testing, there was one for black people and then there was one for everyone else. They practiced this up until 3 years ago.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. And to be honest with you, and I'm part of the media and everything else like that, nobody really batted an eye. Like they didn't, they're, Can you imagine the uproar that should have been taking place with something like that? People get in the uproar because the Mavs got the number one pick. And the norm, the norm, what's the term for it?
Race norming.
Race norming. This is kind of a blip on the radar
mm-hmm.
for that league. And they just stopped. Allegedly. They're like steroid cheaters. They got caught with that. They probably been on to something else.
Yeah.
That they doing shady.
Yeah.
By the time you catch them, that means they've been on to something else for the last 5 years or something like that. NFL shady, bro.
I need to look at one thing real quick. Real quick. It's going to take me a minute. Click here. And then I want to click here. So we're going back to the 2017 NFL draft.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Mitchell Trubisky was taken number 2 in that draft. Okay. It was just Trubisky. That's a bad one. That's Patrick Mahomes' draft. Whether people like it or not, as a black player.
Deshaun Watson was taken
12th. Deshaun Watson was the coach that his Deshaun Watson was the player's coach that he's Michael Jordan. And for a brief moment, he was right. Very brief. Lewis Reddick. Adamant from day one. Patrick Mahomes is the one. He is going to change the face of this league. Day one. That's a guy on TV. Can't get another front office job. That's probably a discussion to be had. And Mitchell Trubisky, the quarterback at North Carolina, went number 2.
That was crazy. That was insane.
We'll come back, man. Jason Jones joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Barry Bonds in his early playoff memories. He didn't really start doing well in the playoffs till like, 2000, because I don't think he did good then either. It was really just 2002 was when he finally got over the hump and he was doing well in the playoffs. But Pittsburgh, Barry Bonds, early Giants Barry Bonds, he was in like 180 in the playoffs. Like it was a thing.
But it doesn't matter. An Aaron Judge conversation is going to lead to Jesse making a joke about his failure to perform in the postseason. It doesn't matter what the discussion.
Why do you call
is.
It a joke?
Well, okay, you're right. You're going to make a remark about
a state of fact.
This all
about
came
James
about,
Harden. I mean Aaron Judge.
This all came about because during the break, I said, I just revisited.
Yeah,
I said Aaron Judge, best player in baseball, and we get. I don't want to say blinded because that would mean like it's not real. Like Ohtani's really, really special.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers actually aren't even close to Aaron Judge. Like outside of like stolen bases, I guess is where he got him. Aaron Judge in the regular season is putting up like numbers we haven't seen or we've only seen like 5 times in the last 100 years. Like his numbers are insane. And he's doing it again this year. He's the best player in baseball. And we could talk about Ohtani pitching, but he hasn't pitched in 2 years now. So he ain't a pitcher now.
Well, it's not like Ohtani stinks.
No. He's just not better than Judge.
He's league leader right now. He hit 17 last night. Is that the number, 17?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were down 7-1.
Who's leading the division?
Dodgers by a game.
Is it
Giants?
I'm not trying to be funny. It was Dodgers. Is it still Dodgers, Padres,
yeah.
Giants, or the Giants?
I don't know what the Padres did last night. The Padres and the Dodgers, the Padres and the Giants were both a game back of the Dodgers heading into yesterday. Giants and Dodgers lost. I don't know if what the Padres did.
They lost. Mm. But it is Dodgers, Padres, Giants right now. And what a coincidence. Here's Mr. Dodger Blue himself right now.
Have that stupid hat on.
Well, you should have seen him last week. He looked great. He had the.
I saw that stupid ad. I was here.
There he is.
Oh my goodness!
Since you asked about it, I had forgot. I mean, you don't have yours on today, so I'll wear mine.
We got to get that Dodger blue playing when
It's a great song. I don't have a problem with it. It's just that stupid hat and the stupid name of the song.
It's actually a great looking hat, though. That's the killer part.
Yeah, I mean,
it
really,
it's like
is,
a Royals hat better.
Classic, got a nice little patch on there.
Oh gosh, please.
Why are you so bitter about it when we celebrated the World Series, man? Why are you?
We didn't celebrate a damn thing, Jason.
I mean, this whole act you have where you don't like LA teams is just getting old. I mean, just go ahead and you pretend to hate the Dodgers. You pretend to hate Draymond Green. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. Now let's just be mature. Let's be adults.
Not to sound like RG3, but that Draymond Green heat is real. I can see it in his eyes.
The only LA team that I halfway can stand is USC. That's it.
That's a shame. That's probably, I don't know why I got this crazy glare, but no one's watching.
I don't have a problem with the Clippers. Although when they play the Kings, I'd start to not like them anymore.
Well, they're the Clippers, so I mean, being the Clippers is enough to feel sorry for them.
Even Jason doesn't like the Clippers. Jason missed the L.A.
Dre's the only one that likes Andre.
That's right, Andre Johnson.
I mean, you grow up in L.A., someone tells you they're a Clipper fan, the first question you ask is why?
What happened to you?
Is this a joke? Like, I did a story years ago on Clipper Darryl, and he told me the story of why he's a Clipper fan. He was literally like, I lost my job, and I felt terrible. And I was watching TV and they were just saying how the Clippers were the worst team like ever. He was like, I feel bad. They're a bad team. We should be together, basically.
Damn, that sounds like that Kendrick Lamar song. Morale and Big Steppers.
Story he'll tell you. He's like, basically, I had lost my job and I was in the dumps. Then I see this team that's in the dumps and like it was like a trauma bond.
It's like Kenya Barris. Kenya Barris is the one who's the
Yeah, he is
the Clippers fan. That's why it's written into everything he writes.
Yeah, watch that Fat Joe show he's going to be working on.
I don't know that I'm going to do that. I'm just not a big fan of Fat Joe. That is just not my. Okay, Jay. The last time, so hey, what are we doing? Is this weekend? We flying down?
I don't know. I've this whole fatherhood thing kind of complicated. Man.
Kids always get in the way.
I don't know. Maybe they're not old enough to take care of themselves, but they're big enough to take care. They're like 6'3", 205 pounds. They'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, I guess it'll be a game time decision. You know, okay. I got enough flight credits and, you know, enough pizza you can give them and some Dino Tap so they can go to sleep. I mean, strike that last part.
Yeah. No.
I'm not really going to do that. I'm not going to really give my kids Benadryl and go watch Kendrick Lamar.
It's jokes, everybody. It's jokes.
Yeah, like, it's allergy season. Children, come here. You guys are all big for your age. You all get the adult dose. Come on, here you go.
How fun was it for you to be able to write about two of your loves at the same time? We've got the Eastern Conference Finals coming up, which is, you know, a WWE storyline that took place at Madison Square Garden like a year or so ago.
Yeah. I'm ordering my shirts. Yeah, I'm ordering both shirts.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, WWE got Jalen Brunson shirts.
I don't think I've seen the Brunson shirt.
Yeah, they do. They got Brunson shirts.
The shirt that Brunson was wearing, that they got that in the Halliburton shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that is just hilarious because, it's almost if you believe sports is scripted, you're like, come on now, they're in New York, WWE's, there's got to be some type of play here. Tyrese Halliburton is a big fan. Mm-hmm. It was cool to write about because it's like, over the course of the last year or so, both have kind of been like a heel and a face. Like, Tyrese is like, it's still weird for me to see people don't like Tyrese. He's like one of the nicest guys I've ever been around in terms of the NBA and guys you cover. It's just weird people don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what did he ever do? I mean, is it, you know, because even the whole with the whole, he was overrated. I was like, it was 14 people.
Yeah, that's I hate those lists. Those lists are so dumb.
Yeah, look, it was 14 people out of, yeah, I'm like, he is not the most overrated player in basketball. It's 14 people. Hmm. I said, on top of that, you know, I long stopped caring about player opinions and polls and all that when they let the players vote for the All-Star game and guys like Papa Giannis were getting votes and like somebody didn't vote for like KD and LeBron for the All-Star team one year. I'm like, they kind of lost the right to ever complain about how anyone votes when you can objectively say, I'm not going to vote for LeBron James.
Hmm. Right. Well, it was
a fun story to write, you know, quick little, let's tie in sports and wrestling and.
Yeah, this is your bag.
Yeah,
this is a Jason Jones special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun little thing to, you know, beats just a regular old game story or a regular just series preview, like what's the matchup between Pascal Siakam and Miles Turner against Carl Anthony Towns.
How would Triple H book the conference finals?
He's going to definitely have Halliburton win. He's going to have a heel win.
Mm. So Halliburton's the heel.
Oh, yeah, and this definitely.
Okay.
I mean, he's definitely the heel. I mean, Jalen is like Mr. Clutch. He's got the whole company behind him because he's in New York, so he's got the company push. They put, you know, the rocket on his back. You know, he's got the number 5 jersey in the league. He's got the great story of, you know, they didn't want him in Dallas. They let him leave for nothing, you know. Yeah. He's clearly the face in this. And, you know, Halliburton, his dad, like, can be the heel manager, you know. You know, he just – Tyrese kind of dresses like Seth Rollins sometimes. You know, you ask him about being ever overrated. He goes, I don't care what anyone says about me, you know. Yeah, to me, yeah. And then you've got the heel lineage going to New York. Reggie Miller can, like, you know, come out the stands and, like, you know, trip Carl Anthony Towns or something crazy. He would definitely have Indiana winning, I think. The only tricky part would be, would he want, you know, do you want to have your, you know, next round of the playoffs in Indiana or New York?
Mr. Halliburton would do a run-in, though, somewhere.
Mm. Oh, he's got to, you know. He's got to, like, at some point, you know, Carl Anthony Towns is, like, driving to the basket. He does some weird thing, and Carl does one of his weird, awkward body, like, throws his hands up, and the ball flies in the air. Like, he goes boo, and Carl jumps or something weird.
I hope they let him back.
I hope so,
it's the conference finals.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, of all the crazy things that have happened with parents in the league, it's not like he was gonna fight. I mean, Ja Morant's dad got into it with Shannon Sharp, you know. Yeah, I mean, this is not even the worst dad thing ever. I mean, like, come on, what are we doing? Like,
he's still worse than Marvin.
see why are you guys doing that, man? See,
still ain't worse.
I wasn't even going there. See, I'm still more afraid of Jokic's brothers than I am John Halliburton.
Thugs.
I saw one of the dudes at the All-Star. I said, "Oh my!" I was like, "God, that looks like, yeah." When you make Jokic look like the little brother, yeah,
some big boys. Some big boys. Mm. I'm looking at the Brunson shirt right now. The W. I like that shirt. That shirt is fire. I might get that one. I like that shirt. He's in the ring. He's got the three up and everything. I like that.
The thing on his hand from the injury from the playoffs.
I like that.
That's elite capitalizing on the moment by WWE.
Yeah. Do you you're a basketball fan, so you'll watch either way, but story wise, you're a writer. What's the best story left in these NBA playoffs with like the NBA finals matchup or this player going up against here or whatever? I've got an idea. We kind of talked through it a little bit earlier, but before I say that, what do you think the best story is?
I think the best story would be a Knicks Timberwolves final because of the trade.
Bang.
I mean, that's the best story because what better way to decide who won the trade by who wins the finals? Mm. I mean, that would be just crazy. The trade happened like a week before, like the weekend before training camp. And yeah, that would be crazy, you know, because normally it's like who won the trade. Maybe one team wins the championship, another team doesn't, or maybe neither team ever wins anything. So it's kind of like, well, what did you want? But hey, if Minnesota were to win a championship and it turns out the secret was to get get another center off the front line with Rudy Gobert, get him a power forward like Randall. And the kind of the way Randall was maligned in New York, you know, on the way, like, we've got to get rid of this guy. It was, you know, there were two really good players where people were like, we just got to get rid of him to, you know, make this thing work. So I think there's a lot there. You know, you've got the Tibbs connection with Minnesota.
I forgot about that.
You know, I mean, there's just a lot you can, there's a lot there, you know. And then just from on a personal thing for me, you know, Elston Turner's on that staff with Minnesota. Corliss Williamson, two guys I know, two of my frat brothers. I would not be mad to see them win a championship at all. Corliss has one as a player, but, you know, I wouldn't be mad. I forgot where Micah is. I think there might be another Kings connection on – or Micah's in Denver, I think. I forget at this point. So many former Kings guys go all over the place.
So many former Kings guys being successful. I can't keep track.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trigger you, but – but for me at this point –
we got Bobby back. It's all right. We got Bobby back.
For me, with the Lakers done, I root for the guys I know, and of all the teams left, Minnesota has more people that I know.
Okay,
so I'm like, yeah, go, you know. Plus, I think Anthony Edwards is an NBA champion. It would be like the most, oh my God, just like crazy. Like, you think he talks a lot now? You couldn't tell him anything. And I think, I mean, to me, that would be like the most memeable thing. Like, Rudy Gobert with the trophy would like drive. I think that might drive Draymond over the edge. If Rudy gets to hold the trophy, the only thing that would be funnier would be Karl Anthony Towns. I think Chris Bosh would be erased from history if Karl Anthony Towns has to celebrate a championship.
Mm.
I think Chris Bosh would no longer have the most uncomfortable celebration in championship history. I think Kat's gonna top that, but with all that being said, we'll probably get Indiana OKC.
Well, you know, you're gonna take the trophy straight to Rucker Park. You know what I mean? To Rucker Park.
Yo, why?
To Washington Heights.
If you thought Tatum copying random people was funny last year, Carl's going to be, he's going to be at the bodega. He's going to go to, he's going to do it. He would do everything.
He's absolutely wearing Timberlands and camo to game one.
Yeah.
Like he walked out of the Wu-Tang Clan video in 1994.
He's wearing like a yellow puff jacket to game.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's May, he's wearing a beanie and yeah. Yeah. I just think of all of the four left, probably the most boring. I don't know what Indiana would do. I mean, OKC. I think Tyrese would be great. Mm. You know, but I don't know. Indiana, I'd be like, OKC, I'd be like, okay, they won. I'm not going to say that. That would be mean for me. Never mind. I almost made a reference to soul food with OKC winning.
Yeah, I like people like
Chet can go to the cookout with a chip.
Chet will be bringing his what was the girl's name in Napoleon Dynamite? Was it LaWanda? He'd be bringing his LaWanda. Chet be a tiger.
Oh, that Chet will absolutely be a tiger.
Yeah, that would be like the most unlit parade ever. Like, parade. I mean, I can't imagine like what Shay would do that would be over. Like, I can see Tyrese like going Pat Bev, throw his jersey in the crowd, run around. He'd have a WWE belt in the back already. What would OKC do? Like,
yawn.
Oklahoma City Thunder vying for the boringest NBA champions of all time.
Maybe like,
it's a 68 win basketball team, by the way.
Who you guys think got that title right now?
It's got to be one of the
Spurs. It's got to be San Antonio, yeah.
San Antonio won a lot.
Yeah,
it's got to be one of those Spurs teams. But yeah, it'd just be like, you won 68 games and really no one believed in you still. It's like, we almost won 70 games and no one cared.
That's funny. Was it a East Bay commercial or like a Foot Action commercial or one of them where maybe Derek Rose, someone's on the phone with Tim Duncan and Tim Duncan's like sitting on a couch and they're giving him like big news and he goes, wow, I can hardly contain myself. And he knocks over like he just like pushes over a cactus. The most charisma that Tim Duncan has ever shown us.
I bet you, like, with the cameras away, I bet you Tim is lit.
Oh, I believe it.
I bet you, like, get away from everything else, Tim is, like, off the hook.
Well, when he wore those jorts and sandals to the MVP presentation, I was like, all right. Wow.
You think it was Iverson that got the dress code? I think David Stern said, the hell with this. No, we got to do something. Did you really wear this? Do you have Birkenstocks on?
Yeah, he had some Birkenstocks.
He looked like he was just having a good day at the park with his kids, and they annoyed him with this MVP stuff. Like, you know what? I'll go, you know, but I'm not going to change what I have on.
Hey, Tim, you just won the MVP. Do I have to do anything? Do I have to go? I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay, I guess. People forget low-key how bothered Tim Duncan was by the dress code, which I don't think is even a thing anymore. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. Tim Duncan and Steve Nash were low-key pissed about the dress code. Everyone focuses on Allen Iverson, but Steve Nash was out there in flip-flops and board shorts.
He was like, what the hell? Some bull.
The helly?
Yeah, everyone just like, I wonder, all with all the black players, like, look, they're mad. Steve Nash is like, this is some bull.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with my shorts? Dirk was cool with it, though. You know, Mrs. Nowitzki made sure he was cool.
You got to have the right people in your life.
Dirk still has the coolest walk-up ever, you know? The plate with the foil on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Player with, I don't care about league fits. You will never top Dirk being sent to work.
He literally had to He had the cookout plate.
His wife was like, babe, I know you're going to be hungry. You have to eat that food there. You know, I got some leftover turkey wings, you know. And
looking like Trey in Boys in the Hood.
His wife asking, how come Michael Finley won't come over and play cards with them no more? Good for us.
Does Ant-Man have you brought up Anthony Edwards and like what a moment it would be for him to win the title from a superstar perspective out of, and I think these
you don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Conference finals have, like, young stars everywhere. Does Ant-Man have the most to gain if he does wind up winning an NBA championship?
That's a good one. I think so, in the sense that I think that he's already kind of on the cusp of that, like, mainstream superstardom.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I don't know if winning a title does that for anyone else but him. I mean, I think he's been on that trajectory, even though he says he doesn't want to be, you know, off the court stuff. Even his off the court stuff isn't criminal. He's just being a young dude who needs to do some things differently, you know. Yeah. But I think even that moment from the documentary with Obama, the stuff like that, he's hard not to like, just as a personality. And I just think that, I mean, he's a guy, even when he beats your team, you can't be mad at him. So I think, you know, he as much as he doesn't like it, he wins the championship, he goes to the top of that face of the league stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like he may fight it, but it's inevitable. He wins a championship. He's so charismatic. He's so fun to watch. And he's the type of guy who's left, who would have one of those Jordan Gatorade commercial type play moments. Like, he'll dunk on some, he'll do something where you go, oh my God, I've never seen that, or I haven't seen that since, you know. And then if all the guys left, maybe besides Shea, he's the only guy I watch and say, I see Jordan or I see Kobe. I think Shea has more of Kobe's, number 24 game, but I think Ant has number 8 and number 23. Because he can, but he also can shoot the three. It's almost like he just gets bored and says, I'm going to start making threes now.
Hmm.
I'll just lead the league in three-pointers made. And, and then he can, he can almost do so much. You almost like, we don't know what to expect from him. But I think he wins the championship. You're looking at, Mr. on the cover of video games, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That shoe he has will, be even more, I don't know if it'll be the number one shoe in basketball, but it'll be up there.
He's the one they'll have the ads ready for, after the buzzer goes off and they go to the first commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have the ads ready for him.
They'll have the latest iced tea commercial ready to go. When he says the most unintentionally funny stuff, he really dedicated a game to his daughter, and everyone's like, oh, really, Aunt, you're going to do that right now? And it's like anyone else said that. Oh, it's so sweet. But come on, Aunt. Don't do that, Aunt. Let's not start these conversations right now, Anthony. But, yeah, he's probably of all the players in the league. He's one of my top three, one of my favorite players to watch just in general. I would go to League Pass and just watch the Timberwolves if he's playing, no matter who they're playing against, because he's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, you mentioned it, whether he likes it or not, whether he wants it or not. He checks all the boxes to be, at the very least, a top five star in this league. You mentioned earlier, Steph and LeBron are still here, so it's kind of hard to get them out of the paint as long as they're still here. But Ant's got everything. He's got the charisma. He's got the gameplay that's spectacular. It's not just kind of quiet like SGA and all this other stuff, quiet but effective. No, it's loud and effective.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the off-court stuff with the shoes. He's got it all. He's got it all. And if you get a situation, it doesn't matter how he does it, if he wins a championship. But, man, if you got him going up against the Knicks in the Garden in the NBA Finals and he was able to win that, he's going to the moon. He's going to the moon with the
charisma. Charisma is crazy, And he's almost like the perfect star for the social media era just because he's so easily clippable. And some of it's not even intentional, but – he's so great just in little sound bites, and then overall, and even the idea that he likes to eat Cheetos and he's just relatable on so many different levels. And then the only thing that would be kind of crazy is that he wins the championship. They're all going to wonder when they're going to get him out of Minnesota, give him to New York or LA. Okay, you're so good, we can't let you be in Minnesota.
The good news for Minnesota, they trade him to LA, they'll win the lottery the next year.
Oh, yeah, they're winning right away, yeah.
That's going to be the move for everybody.
Long as there's a generational talent in the next draft. Hey, Adam, I need one of them Luka specials.
LeBron's going to retire, and Adam's going to make the call. He's going to be like, Mr. Rodriguez, you got to buy the team with your business partner.
Mm-hmm.
We need a favor. You're sending Anthony to the Lakers. Why? Shut up. He's going to the Lakers.
Oh, no. No, that's not the call Adam's placing. Adam's like, oh, LeBron's retiring? Okay, let's get Vegas up and running. LeBron, who do you want? Ant-Man? Hey, guess what, Minnesota? Ant-Man's going to Las Vegas. Now that I say that out loud, that sounds dangerous.
No.
Anthony Edwards in Las Vegas sounds terrifying. Come on,
Let's keep him in Minnesota. How about that? Keep him there.
Maybe it's best for all of us he stays in Minnesota.
We are not going to ask Ant, do you want to be in a warm weather or a cold weather? We're not going to ask him that.
Yeah. He'd give Nick Cannon a run for his money in Vegas.
Well, rumor says he's already knocking on the door.
Even with that, he still could be the face of the league. It's like, okay, yeah,
Meanwhile, the Thunder win the title, and it's just like, all right, so what do we do now?
Let's go smoke hookah.
We're in Oklahoma City. Let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
The most wholesome celebration of all time.
Out there, like, there's that little area right by the arena with, a movie theater, and, it used to be KD's, I think it was Toby Keith's or something now, or, they're like, let's walk over here and go to I think that's the Dodgers AAA affiliate, I think. Hey, we won. Let's go to a baseball game, a minor league baseball game.
Thunder celebrating with apple cider.
Celebrating.
No champagne, guys.
having a nice prayer in the locker room, and then.
Well, that's always, I always thought about that. If like the Jazz ever won, no alcohol after 10, right?
No alcohol on. And then no alcohol
if they
on
won
Sundays.
On Sunday, that'd be crazy.
No alcohol on Sundays.
My first time I went to like an Applebee's in Utah, I was so confused because I had just watched the Kings game. I'm like, I need a drink. And I said, I don't want to get whatever. And she looks at me and she goes, and I'm like, and what? Like, give me my drink. I might have been with Tony. He's like, hey, bro, you're in Utah. You got to order food with a drink. I'm like, why? I'm not hungry. I want a drink. but out there, they like, you have to order food. And I was so lost. And then that's where I learned about beer that was like 1 or 2% alcohol.
Oh, jeez, the point.
And I'm like, I'm not a beer. I'm like, I've had like 4 of these things, and it feels like, I'm like, what is this? They're like, oh, look, they said out here, the beer, if it's labeled strong, that's like regular beer. Come on, man. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, and y'all live out here on purpose?
Daniel said the Thunder are filming TikToks and playing Call of Duty after they win.
They're 16 years old.
What are you guys going to do now? Call of Duty!
Let go. No, watch out. There he is. I hate to be this way. Utah would be the worst place for an NBA championship. I mean, that'd be awful.
That would be great if they won on Sunday. They won a championship. That's why they won't let them win the lottery. And Silver's like, no, there's no way you can let them have it. No, we can't have that. He's like, you got too close in the late 90s.
Imagine the video of like the fans leaving the arena just walking out calmly, single file line, just leaving. Like they're leaving recess, winning the title.
The scenes out in the Delta Center as the Jazz just won the championship. I thought this was February.
Just sporadic applause, just off beat and everything.
That'd be the worst champions. They can't ever win.
I think Indiana would be kind of crazy.
Indiana low key, yeah, it'd go up.
Yeah, I think Indiana would go up.
Yeah,
it'd be crazy out there.
They'd crowd that skywalk like ain't never seen before.
I think of the 4 teams left, the one that scares me the most would be New York. Because you see how they act when they win a series.
Oh yeah, New York would be a little.
I was like, New York sports fans can't say anything to any other city ever again about being real sports fans when they damn near riot after winning a series.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going. If the Knicks won a championship, I don't know. I don't even know how they could prepare.
It would go on for days.
That would be crazier than when the Cubs won the World Series or when the Red Sox won it, because. At least, I'm like, you see that video of the guy wearing the Tyrese jersey and they're all like surrounding him?
Come on, man.
I'm like, come on, man. Y'all didn't even play. The man just walking down the street with his Halliburton jersey. You're like, yeah. This is, if they win, oh, God, that's going to be like, they're going to have to call in the National Guard to come. It's going to be like day 5 of the celebration. Schools have been canceled. Because we have a whole generation of people, like maybe a couple more than one, that have no idea what the Knicks winning a champion. I'm 46.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
What are we going on, 52 years?
It was 70-something, right?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 73, years. Because they beat the Lakers in 71 and 73. Hmm. And then, you know, ever since, it's been... Maybe they'll let Charles Oakley hang out again if they want.
Phil got both of those, right? He got both of those players.
Oh, yeah, Phil on both of those, yeah.
Charles Oakley, the only one they don't let in there.
They got to let Oakley hang out, Sprewell, Patrick Ewing, maybe John Starks will be forever forgiven.
John Starks stay at the Garden. Like, he there every damn
day. They all there. The only one is Charles
in terms
Oakley.
Of they'll let go of 2 of 17.
No, well,
they'll be like, okay, maybe they'll never let that go. Maybe they'll let Charles Smith hang out.
Yeah, no, now Charles doesn't come back. Charles Smith, he's not at the games. I'll be seeing all them other people. I don't be seeing Charles Smith.
Chris Dudley out there turning up with him. Jerome James comes out the woodworks.
Stephon Marbury, he's also low-key hilarious at these games.
Stephon
be on the court.
And then they'll have their celebs going crazy. Fat Joe will be hugging 50 Cent. And
Joe Budden will be looking for someone to hug, but no one will hug him.
Oh, come on, man. They'll make sure Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, we need to make sure Tracy's okay. If Tracy coming out for a game, we need to make sure my man's okay.
Yeah.
Look, there's Shay. Not what I hope for SBA, game one.
He looked good, though.
He looked good, but not what I was hoping for game one.
Yeah.
He went heavy on the jewelry.
Before, so, you know, he's probably trying to figure it out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Duncan, though, she wins league fits every time she on TV.
Yeah.
All right. Great stuff, Jay. We appreciate you as always, my man.
No problem.
Before you go, you want to get a Darvin Ham joke off before you go, or nah?
I wish him all the best. I have nothing to say about it. I hadn't even thought about the man.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I'm just over here enjoying basketball, you know. And
Daniel's killing it today. He said Jeremy Lin going to be hugging Melo.
Amari Stoudemire's. I mean, it would be the greatest.
New York about to go crazy.
you thought Vivek bringing back like the Kings from 20 years ago was crazy? They're going to bring back everyone.
Charlie Ward. Like,
they're going to go to the 80s.
Someone might find Phil Jackson.
Every coach will be forgiven.
Bill Bradley was there at the game 6.
Going to have
six.
One of those David Letterman beards like down to his chest.
Yeah, he's going to come in smelling straight like cannabis.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we haven't seen Phil in a long time.
Yeah, well, Jeannie going to come find him again. And, oh, Phil.
Oh, God.
Jay, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, y'all.
That's our man, Jason Jones of The Athletic. Great stuff over there. Go read his. It is a game preview, but he obviously attacks it in a pretty fun way with the WWE tie-in with Tyrese and Jalen Brunson. I'm just so out on wrestling, but I saw it pop up on the it was on Jason's article that I guess Ty was on. I guess it was last night.
He was on Raw?
Yeah, well, he's going to be a part of 2K. Oh, WWE okay. 2K.
All right, that's what's
so fine. He was on like video, not in the building. He was on, you know, Zoom or whatever.
Good from Tyrese. Like I said, I think that's so cool, man. Him being a big wrestling fan and being embraced by WWE like that and get to experience that.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all for being with us, man, as we do every single day. If you're on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, hit the subscribe buttons before you go. We're going to head over to 102.5, play some music over there, give some tickets away if you want to join us. If not, we'll see you tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Rucker Park.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.